Recording in progress.
Good evening. I now call to order the Shoreline City Council special meeting for Monday, July 28, 2025. Will you please join me in the flag salute?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Will the clerk please conduct the roll?
Mayor Roberts?
Here.
Deputy Mayor Mark?
Present.
Councilmember Ramsdale?
Present.
Councilmember Scully?
Present.
Councilmember Adamasu?
Present.
Councilmember Poby?
Here.
Councilmember Robertson?
Here.
Okay, the next item on is approval of tonight's agenda. If there are no objections or comments, the agenda is adopted by unanimous consent. Next on the agenda is the report of the city manager, Mr. Ellington.
Good evening, Council. I'd like to start today's meeting with a reminder that the last noon concert of the summer is this Tuesday, July 29th. Join us at the Spartan Recreation Center at 12 p.m. for a juggling performance by Alex Zerbe. Come out and enjoy a free show during your lunch break. We have one upcoming Shoreline Walks event this week. Join us on Thursday, July 31st from 10 to 11:30 a.m. for the Historical Borders and Boundaries Walk and Talk at the Shoreline Historical Museum. This walk is rated moderate due to a couple of small hills along the walking path. Learn more and see other upcoming walks at shorelinewa.gov/shorelinewalks. Shop local this summer and support farmers, vendors, and craft makers at the Shoreline Farmers Market. The market is open every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. through October. Learn more at shorelinefarmersmarket.org. Join us this Saturday, August 2nd, for another class from the Master Gardener Shoreline Gardening Series. This class will focus on trees and the importance of forests within our communities. Learn how you can help address climate change in your own garden and yard. The city has partnered with the WSU Extension King County Master Gardeners on this series. Classes are free to residents in Shoreline, though space is limited, so please register by using the link that you see on the screen. And finally, I have just a couple of public reminders to share. The Planning Commission will meet next Thursday, August 7th, in the Council Chamber at 7 p.m. The next Council meeting will be on Monday, August 4th at 7 p.m. The Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services Tree Board's next meeting is Thursday, August 28th at 7 p.m. And for more information about these upcoming meetings, please visit shorelinewa.gov/calendar. And that concludes the City Manager's report.
Thank you very much. Are there any council reports this evening? Councilmember Adamasu.
Thank you, Mayor. I have three council reports. I attended the King County Flood Control District meeting. We discussed the insufficient alert notifications that happened during the recent Texas flooding. So the district is ensuring King County is taking action on alert notifications in the potential flood areas in King County. I also attended a King Conservation District farm tour in Enumclaw, where I observed 15 years ago, there were piles of invasive blackberries alongside a farm. It was restored with native vegetation and trees along a salmon stream. This buffer on both sides of the creek was 15 degrees cooler. It cleans the runoff from the farm area, cools the water, and salmon is recovering, and trail cameras show biodiversity of wildlife along the stream. I also attended the Waira 8 Salmon Recovery Meeting and then site visit in Issaquah with Mountains to Sound Greenway to the Lower Issaquah Creek Restoration Project. This is a very large project. They use excavators to carefully place sturdy Douglas fir logs into the stream. And 400 of those logs were salvaged from fallen trees in Everett during the November 24 bomb cyclone. These logs will slow the flow of water and give millions of juvenile salmon shelter as they prepare for migration. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further council reports? Deputy Mayor Mark.
Thank you. I attended a planning meeting for the Affordability Summit regarding utility rates. We are all very concerned that the utility rates are going up in so many different areas, wastewater, garbage, et cetera, et cetera. So the county is having a summit to investigate it. Thank you.
Thank you. And I'd like to thank the school district for joining us for dinner today. It's a very productive conversation. And I do want to thank our city manager for being appointed to the a meeting that's going to be held with between the county and several cities about the public service, public safety sales tax that they passed. And so Bristol is one of three Sound Cities representatives who will be participating in that discussion. So we will have good input in terms of how those dollars should be spent. Next on the agenda is public comment. This is the portion of the meeting where members of the public may address the city council on agenda items or other matters pertaining to city business for 3 minutes or less. How many people are signed up to speak tonight?
We just have two in-person speakers today, Chris Espinosa and Lathan Wayne.
Okay. Would you like to come up and... If you can remember to state your name and city of residence, please. Yep.
All right. All right, you guys hear me okay? Perfect. All right, so good evening, everyone. My name is Chris Espinosa, and I am a Shoreline resident. I'm here to help celebrate in a past event from this month. Currently, I'm the president of SYSA, which is the Seattle Youth Soccer Association. I'm also the vice president of our own soccer club on the east side, Shore Lake Soccer Club. On behalf of SYSA, Shore Lake, and Hillwood, I want to extend our heartfelt thanks to the City of Shoreline, the City Council, the Chamber of Commerce, and all of our incredible sponsors for helping make the very first edition of the 5v5 Kids Mini World Cup a huge success. We were proud to host approximately 165 kids across six brackets, all showing amazing sportsmanship, teamwork, and joy. It was a celebration of youth soccer and our community. A special thank you goes out to all the vendors that participated in our international village. Their presence brought flavor, culture, and connection to the event and helped turn a fun tournament into something truly memorable. We are also honored to partner with and welcome the JHP Cultural and Diversity Legacy Team. The energy from that group and passion elevated our entire day. Thank you for sharing your vision with all of us in our community. The one thing I'd like to say that's slightly different from that is that before I close, I want to plant a little seed from us at the two clubs in your guys' community and all of Seattle. We would love to help partner with and possibly turn the dirt field that's been around forever and a day that we all played on when we were younger at Shoreview and turn that into a turf field of some kind, whether it's just for soccer or multi-sports, which could be even a lacrosse field. So I just like to say thank you for everybody, and I hope that last 5v5 tournament was just our first edition. We'd love to see many more. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Welcome.
Good evening, Lathan Wayne, Shoreline. The reason why I'm here tonight is I was at a Shoreline event, swinging summer eve, and I looked around and said, where's our city council? You guys should be out there mingling with our residents and all that. I know you guys are busy, but us citizens we're important, and I think you guys should be out there mingling with us, and that's all that I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else from the public who'd like to address the council at this time? If so, please come to the podium. I'm seeing no one head to the podium, so we're going to close public comment. The next item is approval of the consent calendar. Is there a motion?
I move approval of the consent calendar.
Second that.
The consent calendar has been moved and seconded. Will the clerk please conduct a vote?
Councilmember Scully.
Aye.
Councilmember Adamasu.
Aye.
Councilmember Robertson.
Aye.
Councilmember Poby.
Aye.
Councilmember Ramsdale.
Aye.
Deputy Mayor Mork.
Aye.
Mayor Roberts.
Aye. That motion passes unanimously. The next item on the agenda is action on the 2025 to 2029 Economic Development Strategy. And we have Nate Dahm to present the staff report. Welcome.
Good evening again, Mayor and Council. Nice to see you. And good to be back with you to revisit the Economic Development Strategy. Had a robust conversation. You heard a little too much from me last time, but lots of good feedback and input from all of you that contributed to some really somewhat minor revisions. And the staff report goes on at length, and I know you all read it, so I won't do that this time. But I'll just quickly highlight some of the specific changes that we're proposing to the draft economic development strategy, which is before you for consideration tonight. So that was a big picture view of the whole document, but just zooming in, we are recommending, as we discussed, de-emphasizing large employer recruitment or, you know, major kind of job creation, and you see some of the language there that reflects that de-emphasizing. And also it remains very low in the document and really a small portion of staff's work. Really the primary focus is on small business, which we all talked about in that kind of discussion. And what we heard from all of you was really excellent for all of us as staff to know that we're kind of on the right page, that that's the direction you wanted to go. Some specific industries were just deleted. We did not have any problem or any disagreement with those of you who brought up questioning whether those specific industries are the right ones for us to focus on. And then that is basically it. Yeah, there was a very small, minor edit. We discovered a missing serial comma that, you know, my editor wife would just kill me if she knew I was talking about this in public and embarrassing the family. But we did catch that. And beyond that, you know, as I said, most of the other discussion of the discussion and how the plan reflects council's priorities is in that staff report. And from here on out, I have not much to say, except I'd love to hear from all of you any questions that you might have or discussion that you'd like to have at this point.
Thank you. Councilor Scully.
Can you go back a slide? I move to adopt the revised 2025-2029 Economic Development Strategy as shown in Attachment A of the staff report.
Second.
I second that.
There's a motion in multiple seconds.
Beat you.
It's hard to beat Councilmember Popey in a second. So thank you for these. May I speak to it?
Yes.
Thank
please.
You. Thank you for these small corrections. And all I want to say is the report is great. It's been fine. Don't change the thing you're doing in terms of your job performance. It has been impressive, and I have heard very good things from multiple different sectors of the community. So thank you.
Thank you.
Any further discussion? Councilmember Robertson.
Thank you, Mayor. Yeah, Nate, it's impressive what you accomplish. And I know you do that by sometimes hauling tables and chairs and just being out and having just an innumerable contacts out in the community, talking to people and making connections, and that you really have our city's best interest at heart. So thank you for your work. I'm going to ask one question because I missed the last discussion. And we had some communication from the city manager about the Placer data that's coming in and the number of events that we have this summer. And I know that all factors into the placemaking efforts that we have here in the city in collaboration with other departments. That Placer data, is that just always available? Do we have to request it for events? Are we looking at every single city-hosted event?
Yes, yeah, we're looking at city-hosted events and other things happening in our community to help us understand and help our partners like the Shoreline Chamber of Commerce and all the businesses that benefit from all this vibrant activity. As long as we have the subscription, we can go back in time any date since 2017. That's kind of when they switched on the measurements that this system utilizes. And so, yep, as long as we're a subscriber, you can email me a date tomorrow or tonight, and I'll tell you what I can about it whenever I come back.
That's super cool. Thank you so much. Yeah, and to echo Councilmember Scully, don't don't stop what you're doing, but please just continue to ask for help when help can be provided. Thanks.
Thank you.
Any further discussion? Councilmember Adomasio.
Ditto. Thank you for all your hard work, especially with small businesses. That's what the community has consistently asked for, and looking at affordability for small businesses too. And I just want to thank you for already initiating the conversations with Shoreline Community College and Reconomy on the zero waste jobs. Thank you so much. Pressed.
Thank you. Any further discussion? I'll say a couple things. First, long live the Oxford comma. I approve. So
thank you. Thank you for your support.
But I think at the World Cup event, you mentioned that one of the things we learned was the number of visitors to our park system was way off. Can you explain and refresh to my mind and the rest of the council, how many people actually come to Shoreline Parks in a given year?
Oh my gosh. Where do we have, we had that, I can picture, Mary wrote it down in a meeting the other day, and I think it was 1,400,000-something in a year. And I think our estimates that we had been working with previously from visual observation, from program totals in terms of registrations, we sort of pieced together a number that was in the hundreds of thousands, maybe 200,000-300,000. So this is, you know, I think it's safe to say a million more, you know, bodies in parks at, you know, any given, you know, over the course of a year.
I think that's impressive how many people use our park system. And when we think about, we sort of think about the parks and economic development and all these other things in sort of separate silos. But when we really come down to think about it, I mean, our parks are an economic driver for us. Number of people who come and use and utilize our parks, whether they're playing soccer or whether they're just going out for a stroll or for a run or helping educate their fellow citizens about what's going on in the world. I mean, a lot of people utilize our parks and the park system, and it really shows. And so with some of the work we're doing is really amazing. I mean, what Councilmember Robertson is bringing up, the idea of lighting Uptown Center, I mean, these are great economic development pieces, even though they may be sort of focused on our town center, I mean, or focused on parks and improving our park system, they really help with economic development. And I think that some of the data that we receive really shows that people who use our park system, especially if they're coming from out of the city, are then going and going to a small business and having lunch or ice cream or whatever after their experience in our park. So the more we can, it's all good stuff. And so thank you for putting this together. Any further discussion? Okay, will the clerk please conduct a vote?
Councilmember Adomasio.
Aye.
Mayor Roberts.
Aye.
Councilmember Ramsdale.
Aye.
Councilmember Scully.
Aye.
Councilmember Poby.
Aye.
Councilmember Robertson.
Aye.
Deputy Mayor Mork.
Aye.
And that motion passes unanimously. Thank you. And this brings us to the next item on our agenda, action on ordinance number 1038, establishing a new Shoreline Municipal Code chapter for truck regulations and amending chapter 12.15 to address commercial and construction truck use of city streets. And we have a staff report. Welcome.
Thank you. Good evening, Council. Oops. All right. So I'm here again to talk about proposed ordinance 1038. Is this sharing, Jessica?
Oh, no. I had to share it with you. Okay.
Oh, that didn't work. Sorry. Is that what it's supposed to look like? I didn't even touch anything.
We're okay.
Okay, I will move forward then. Okay, so last discussed July 14th, proposed ordinance 1038 would prohibit heavy trucks from traveling on streets not designated as truck routes unless making a local delivery along that street or unless a permit from the city is obtained. Truck route ordinances are commonly established to help protect streets against unnecessary damage. At the July 14th meeting, council asked how the new ordinance would be enforced, specifically related to permits and then more generally. And if I had been more prepared to answer that question, perhaps I would not be here tonight. But now I have the answer for you. So generally speaking, police can enforce the heavy truck violations after signs are installed prohibiting trucks on certain streets. So if we become aware of certain issues on certain streets, we will post that street to prohibit truck use. And that is the basis for which police can pull folks over that are kind of external to the city and check the gross vehicle weight on their registration. Otherwise, code enforcement is another method by which enforcement occurs for permitted things in our city. So if, for example, a construction company is working on a certain project and is using streets that they shouldn't be using, we can enforce via our code enforcement team as needed for those types of permits. So in summary, both police and code enforcement can enforce depending on what the issue at hand is. In terms of resource impacts, again, minimal cost, we will implement signs as needed based on existing budget, and we do anticipate that not adopting an ordinance would be worse than adopting based on increased wear and tear on streets. And that is, with that, the staff recommendation is to adopt proposed ordinance 1038, establishing a new chapter, SMC 1012 truck regulations. And I'll hand it over now to council.
Thank you. Is there a motion?
I move to adopt proposed ordinance 1038, establishing a new chapter, SMC chapter 10.12 truck regulations and amending SMC chapter 12.15 use of right of way.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Councilmember Scully, would you like to speak to your motion?
No, thank you.
Again, I just have another question just out of curiosity, and since sure. We're talking, for those of us who just need visuals, and the 20,000 GVWR, just for that, does the average Sprinter delivery van, you know, Amazon vehicle come anywhere close to that? No, we are talking about big rigs.
Generally speaking, yes. There are some trucks that are unique that might be roughly the same size as, you know, in terms of length as that vehicle, but that are heavier by nature. But yeah, generally, it's fine to characterize it that way, that the Amazon Sprinter vans are not going to meet that.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. No further questions.
And just to clarify for everyone, if someone is making delivery within this or picking up within the city of Shoreline, there's no permit necessary.
As long as they are using truck routes or delivering along that network, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Mark.
I'm sorry to keep asking about enforcement.
No, please do.
If you have somebody who repeatedly requires counseling from either group, does their fee go up at all or is it fixed?
I think the fee is fixed in accordance with RCW right now. So it would be the same schedule as the RCW provides for the disobedience of traffic signs.
Are there any other avenues the city can take? Because the fees in the staff report were not very large as compared to the potential road damage. Is there any other actions the city can take for repeated violations from the same firm?
We could look to revise the code, potentially. I don't know, Margaret, if you have additional clarification.
We talked about this a little bit, and I think that for a lot of the permits, they're going to be tied to the construction permit.
Yeah.
And so we will have an enforcement mechanism tied to that. And so we think that's going to be the majority of them. And then again, under our code violation, there are some built in to repeat offenders so that we have, you know, some ability to increase that. But I think the bottom line is then we probably wouldn't give them a permit if they were found in violation. So I think that's the enforcement mechanism.
Yeah. How long, if they get a permit, is there a time frame that lasts?
I believe it's for a year. Is that right?
A year is the intent, yeah.
Thank
and
you.
It depends, but yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Yeah. Councilman Robertson.
Will there be occasional just report? Will we have a report back on how many violations that take place or enforcement actions that take place just on some kind of occasional need? Will we get that data at
some
point?
Code enforcement piece should be straightforward enough to report back on. In terms of moving violations associated with drivers disobeying traffic signs, that might be harder to parse from the data we receive from King County courts, but it's likely that any of those enforcement activities, not likely, it's highly likely or almost guaranteed that they will be coordinating with our staff on those activities. It'll be something where we hear an issue arise from a community member and investigate first before sending police out to enforce. And so it should be fairly straightforward for us to coordinate that data with the police directly, I would think.
Okay. And not just if there's another report that we get on some kind of annual basis,
sure.
It's just yet another data line item. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Will the clerk please conduct a vote?
Deputy Mayor Mork?
Aye.
Councilmember Poby?
Aye.
Mayor Roberts?
Aye.
Councilmember Ramsdale?
Aye.
Councilmember Automasu?
Aye.
Councilmember Robertson?
Aye.
And Councilmember Scully?
Aye.
And that motion passes unanimously. And with that, we're adjourned.
That's a good question. I think that I also